الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So we begin the next rite that we have over one another. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسِ, that the right of a believer of another believer is five. He began with رَدُّ السَّلَامِ, returning the greeting, وَإِعَادَةُ الْمَرِيضِ, to visit the person who is sick. Then, وَإِتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ, to follow the janazah, to follow the janazah. Now this actually, before we get to the actual etiquette and rite, we have to look at something very interesting. The rights that we have over one another in this world, they're obvious. You know, you have a right over me, I have a right over you. When I see you, I want to have my honor protected. I want my deen protected. I have all these things that should be protected, as you do from my end as well. But here you have a right over a person who's not even there anymore. The depth of our sharia doesn't end when it comes to honoring or dishonoring a person merely in this world. We fulfill the etiquettes and rights of people even when they have not entered into this world, and even after they have left this world. So what does that mean? On one occasion, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a case brought to him of a woman who was expecting, and another woman had struck her in the stomach, causing the child to be miscarried. And then the family claimed that they wanted blood money for it. It's a very long story. And there wasn't blood money given. There wasn't what they sought that was given. I should say that because it's very long. But the reality is that if you see this hadith, you see a very important principle. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he honored that life. Even though it was had not entered into this world yet, he still took his time out to study that case and to go over that case and give his time to that case. He could have told the family, oh, it's nothing, the child was never born. Our deen honors people who did not even come to this world yet. The child that's miscarried on the Day of Judgment will be given, those parents will be honored such that it will pull the mother and father out of the hellfire by the umbilical cord. So we honor those who have not been born yet, and we honor those who have passed away. It's against etiquette that when we're visiting a grave that we ever walk over the grave. We should always walk around the grave. When we're carrying the body, we make sure that we carry it with respect, and we don't shift it too much. So our deen looks not only at our small little frame of reference, it looks beyond that. Now, if we look at honoring and fulfilling the rights of those who have yet to come into this world and those who have already left this world, if they have an honor, what happens to the person who's actually my brother and sister in this dunya? What should be their honor? I mean, it's just, sharia is so particular, but even if they've left this world, we honor them, then what about while they're in this world? How much should we honor them? So the huquq that we have over each other, all these huquq, these rights that we have, they are almost exemplified more by the fact that even when this person leaves this world, we're told to honor their request. For example, wasiyah. What is wasiyah? Wasiyah is the will and testament left behind by a person. We honor their request. If their request is to do this and this is my wealth, so long as it's within the bounds of sharia, we do it. So we honor even after they've left this world, what should be our focus within this world. Now, one of the things that we recognize is that when someone passes away, you often see this habit. It's not necessarily against the sunnah or anything, but you see a habit that people come and say, you know, my father passed away, before we bury him, I'm just going to ask, does he owe anyone any debts? Did he insult anyone? Did he harm anyone? If you can please forgive him, that'd be great. If not, let me know what I can do to gain your forgiveness. Then sometimes people just say, he owed me this debt, I forgive it. Or he owed me this much, try to pay me back whenever you can. But you try to tie up those loose ends. So maybe the husband will stand on behalf of his wife, or the son will stand on behalf of the father, etc. And announce it before the burial. Now that's only one way. But we should always think to ourselves, fine, I don't owe that person a debt. I mean, no, he doesn't owe me a debt. I mean, he doesn't owe me any money, but how much do I owe him? How many times did I backbite about him, slander about him? How many times did I, you know, do X, Y, and Z to him? And now that he's going in the grave, that opportunity to gain forgiveness from that person is cut off. Yes, I'm fulfilling his haq that I do, I follow his janazah. But I didn't fulfill all the huquq in this world. How much will I be held accountable for? So we should be very careful that yes, we want to follow the janazah, bury the body, help and wash, help and carry all these rewards that come with it. But what about while we're in the world with them to fulfill all those rites till we reach the janazah? And then at that point, then we fulfill that last rite, so almost like a sealing, like a sealant, like the cherry on top type thing, that we've done everything, now we put the exclamation point at the end. So we should be very mindful. Sharia is going to hold us accountable for the rites even after a person's left this world, or in some cases before a person's entered this world. How much will it hold us accountable for the people who are actually in the world with us? So this is a very short reminder, and tomorrow we'll go into more details about how the reward that comes with janazah and the reward that comes with all these things and what it means to follow a body, etc. But for now, we should think that if I'm going to fulfill the rites after death, bil awla, I should be fulfilling the rites before death, because that's going to hold me with much greater account on the Day of Judgment. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who fulfill all the rights of those who are living, those who have passed away, those who are humans, that which is an animal or a non-inanimate object. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to allow us to fulfill His rights in a way that He is deserving. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.